Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I really put my foot down for something this weekend when I was disrespected by one of my kids. You can tell me I'm the ugliest, biggest loser.
Worst
Fuck
mom.
Fuck you, worst mom. Nobody's worse than you. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
No.
What's going to be hard?
I don't get validation from you, babe.
Nope.
You are not valid. You as
you
a
are
12
a child.
Or 14-year-old or a 9-year-old, you are not validating
Mm-mm.
who I am as a person.
Mm-mm.
Sorry
not
about that.
At all.
Sorry about that.
No.
Drop it like a hat. Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
You're going to have to go back and listen to the other podcast because I just said to Newt, the skin flute, that there's three people. But last week we were like on a bridge, on a train, and there was no wheels.
I wanted to jump off a very tall something.
And it was like this. Like it was, we were unsteady. We were just like, I was like, oh my God.
Gotta make sure.
I know you. You live in me. Okay. I'm aware of where you're at. I know when to push. I know when to pull. I know when to ask. I know when to text. I know when to leave you alone.
Not a mystery.
You're not a mystery to me, even though everyone's like, you're so, no, you're very inconsistently consistent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know where we're going. I know when, what happens. You're going to hit your husband in about 2 months for all of May and June. Like it starts now until we get to the Cape and all this.
The break might have been good for us.
Exactly.
There should be way more of those.
Exactly. You might come back and be like, hey, but I was saying she has three modes, 1, 2, and 3. Three is fucking where let's pop rosé at 3 p.m. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you go to school. Everything is just a good time.
She's my favorite, Natalie, by the way.
Number two.
I love her.
Is we are just nothing's okay. And it is just fucking shit show everywhere. Number three is you are a September. You were this person again. Mm. September. You were like, homework, sit down. Like you were, it was scheduled and you just
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
a driving and there's nothing that you couldn't do. That's where you are right now. I'm going to meetings. I'm doing this.
Yeah. And I think like this past weekend, like being a single mom too, you know, that like I always say
like that.
That I like feeling like I like so funny. So my husband was away and there was we had a million things this weekend. And my son said to me at the end of yesterday and he was like, wow, that was a lot of hockey and stuff this weekend. And he's like, you did it. And I was like, you noticed? You know, he's like, because now it's Sunday, we're done, and you did it. And I was like, well, thank you for noticing. But I do like feeling like I did all that.
I know you do. That's why I knew you'd be okay. Like, it doesn't matter how much you have.
Yeah.
Because you like the feeling of having to do it all.
And when we were stay-at-home moms and we weren't working much, we did everything.
And you love that.
And I did like that feeling, although it was very overwhelming. And then taking a break and realizing someone else could do it was really lovely. But then now you've done both. And then there's something about proving to your own self, I can do everything.
Because you know you weren't a hockey mom for a lot of years.
I didn't even know. I didn't. We were driving to a rink and I was like, I've never been here before. And my son goes, that was my home rink for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even go to their games.
I know.
I didn't know any of the parents. And I remember when one of the coaches said, I heard you're the mom that just comes to the party at the end of the year.
Yep.
And I was like, I never thought about that.
Yep. You were not. You were not.
And I see the moms like that now who like literally are never there. And I wonder to myself, which these moms must have wondered about me.
What are they doing?
Aren't they curious to come watch what their son does all the time?
I was that mom until last year in March.
I remember.
Last year in March. And
you also got more time because you were less at soccer.
And I'm back. But what I did realize was it's his love language. Mm-hmm. So I had to show up because that is something I realized, oh, this is important to him.
I actually think that a lot of kids really do want their parents to come watch. Although they understand, I think kids also understand. Like,
well, it was not his realm. It was not in his.
No, my mom has to take care of the girls. And like, I know girls play hockey. This is
for us
and like a lot of the people that I know. Mm. And
or the other siblings, whatever they're doing, I have to take care of the other siblings.
Totally understandable. But in reality, if you really want to be there, most of the time, you can make it work. But if you don't, like I didn't, that's fine too. They would be surprised when I came to one of their games.
Oh, I didn't even know a name on the team.
Me neither. I didn't know a parent. I'd be like, who's that? They've been on my team for 3 years. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I like knowing because those kids are who your kids are spending a lot of time with. Mm. So it's nice to kind of know who they are and who their parents are. I do like that now.
So I just said that you were like a hot mess. And
yeah,
you,
yeah.
And I said, you're not. And you're like, yes, I am. I'm like, no, you're not.
But I'm also at the point because I really put my foot down for something this weekend. When I was disrespected by one of my kids.
Yeah, but you weren't, you know what? As much as you were in control of that situation, mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It was a shitty situation, but you went through it without being out of control mm-hmm. and being like consumed by it.
Mm-hmm.
You moved through it knowing and then confident with what you're doing rather than having too much of the narrative of what to do.
And in that moment, it was kind of crazy because I had to make a hard decision, which was not a fan favorite from a lot of people. And I was encouraged to not make that decision. And I was like, listen, this decision is made and that's just the way it's going to be. And one of the moms was like, I'm really sorry. I know that like these kids can be so mean. I'm like, don't confuse. My feelings aren't hurt.
Exactly.
I know a lot of parents, when their kids can be really mean to them, their feelings are hurt. And I totally get that. And they take it personal because they're like, I do everything for you. I love you. And you're being mean to me.
That's tip one. Nothing they say or do is personal.
It does not hurt my feelings.
No, nothing.
You can tell me I'm the ugliest, biggest loser.
Worst
fuck
mom.
Fuck you, worst mom. Nobody's worse than you. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
No.
What's going to be hard?
I don't get validation from you, babe.
Nope.
You are not valid. You as
you
a
are
12
a child.
Or 14-year-old or a 9-year-old, you are not validating
Mm-mm.
who I am as a person.
Mm-mm.
Sorry
not
about that.
Not at all.
Sorry about that.
No. No, exactly. And so my feelings aren't hurt. I wanted to just clear that up for some people. I'm not hurt. But it was hard to do it. And then I did it. And then yesterday morning, something happened again. And I said, not with that same one.
Oh.
And it was something, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this dialogue in my house.
I know the dialogue. I was on the phone with you.
I'm sick of it. And maybe I was okay with it last week, but it's reached a point where I feel like it's getting out of control. And so I said, okay, I don't stand for that. We're actually not leaving this house. And the problem with what you just did is you might have just ruined something for your brother. Because I remember when we were younger too, I mean, when we were in talking about parenting back in the day, and we as a family are a team. And if you fuck something up, it's going to affect the team. So just so you know, I know that you might not be late for something, but you might have just screwed that for your brother. So you now have to go fix it with everybody and come back to me and let me know when you fix this situation.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh my God, mom, rage issues. It's like, you and your rage issues. I said, you telling me I have rage issues? I'm not afraid. And you can go tell everybody. You can tell everybody around you my mom is having a rage issue.
It's my favorite. I'm going to cancel you.
Yeah.
I'm going to cancel you go online. Ahead. I'm going to tell them. Okay. Go tell them what I've done. Go tell them that you do what you did, and then tell them what I did.
Well,
and then
I think the other thing is when you have to do it on your own, and it's all you and all your decision.
Is it easier?
Yes, because it is like there's no other conversation. There's no, but I said that to dad and you said that. It's everything that happened is right here. And then another one tried it with me yesterday. I said, I am done. I've done so much. They go, I know you're really stressed out.
Oh,
I said, actually, no, I'm not really stressed out. I'm just done with all of you getting away with this. And it's just going to have to stop for now.
I like that.
Until you change.
Okay.
Or I had a moment with you on the phone. Maybe I don't even give a fuck anymore. You guys want to be, I've done the best I can.
Yeah, it was
Jekyll and Hyde. You know what? You don't care about school?
See, here's the thing that parents don't realize is I took a daughter and her friend to a game this weekend, to the two of them. And they came up with like a, I don't know, it was grades or something. And Olivia's like, you don't even care, something about like, I don't care about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, here, first of all, I'm the worst person to even consult with about your grades because I have no experience in what you're doing in terms of high school. And I'm the exact opposite of, I can't give you my experience because I didn't go. So I'm
exactly
like, I actually can't tell you, don't look to me for advice. I can give you advice on what you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But in terms of what you want, I said, I could sit here and micromanage you. What am I teaching you? What am I teaching you that if I'm micromanaging you? Because you but have to want
you
this.
You wouldn't even know how to do that though
no,
at school.
No, I wouldn't. But I could expect her to get. I could have an expectation of what I want them to have.
Mm-hmm.
I could be like, you need to get this. And if you don't, you're grounded.
Mm.
Well, let's take a quick break.
Which we know happens a lot.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And I said, that's sort of hard for me to do when I didn't finish something because I found it too hard to even show up at school. So I said, my biggest gift I can give you, which is probably the hardest lesson for you to learn, is to want this. You have to want this because if I want it for you, you won't go. Mm-hmm. You won't do it. Mm-hmm. You won't. She wishes that I was more involved, and she wishes that I think had expectations, because I think it's harder for you to have that loose rope of where.
But I don't know if she would be as interested. Like it could be an experiment, but we can't do. I don't know if she would care as much about her grades
if you cared more.
It's like we have two who they're going to take care of themselves, and they're going to push themselves. Because they know if they fall behind, we're going to be like, that's fine too.
It's not that I don't care about grades. Because I said to her, you have to look at what you want versus what you're doing to get what you want. And mm-hmm. if you want this, it's my job to support you and remind you of what you said you mm-hmm. wanted. Because if I'm like, well, I don't care what you do, then I'm not setting you up for your dreams of what you have expressed to me of what you want. So mm-hmm. I'm going to support you in this. If you said to me, I don't care, I'm going to be a YouTuber mm-hmm. and I'm just going to pass and go out into the world and figure it out. I don't care. I couldn't make you care.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say you have to. The biggest thing I learned in social work, which was like the best lesson, I think people take my not care. I do care. My attitude as ambivalence in my kids. It is not ambivalence at all. But if I could make anyone do anything, I would make so many people show up at school on time,
mm-hmm.
want to do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
I would make them communicate properly. Mm-hmm. You can't make anyone do anything. And I remember when I had students who wouldn't show up and they had been kicked out of school. And I said, if you could get $3 million every time you showed up at school on time,
mm-hmm.
you would show up in school on time.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. But I can't. That's because you want it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't make you do this. You have to want this.
The only thing that's hard at this age, and I can put myself back into like my experience as well, is because they're young and they have moments of really wanting and working hard, but naturally like they get distracted. In that way, we have to be involved. And for me, if I had had... I regret nothing, but because I can really speak from an educational perspective, because I had two different experiences. If I had had some more
support
than I, and it's nobody's fault, I would have maybe felt a little more like I cared, because I would have felt like,
and that's the push, and
yeah.
That's where if there is something, I'm a reminder. Example, extracurriculars,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, if you want this,
mm-hmm.
this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to push in different areas. I have to push in different areas and remind and hold them accountable to what they want, because you shut doors down if
yeah,
you don't. So
exactly.
That's
like when your daughter goes, it doesn't matter. It's not your life. I'm like, but it is my life for like a while. And if I actually don't help my kids reach their goals and be successful, unfortunately, often it does become your problem.
And
your long-term
problem. Take that across the entire, if they want a dream and they say they want it and they show me they want it, I will help, I will remind, and I will push whatever the demo is. So for Olivia, it's school. For Max, hockey, he really wants to be good at something, and school obviously is important. And then Chloe, she's too young to like, it's just keeping her happy. So if they're wanting something, I'm like, okay, you said you wanted this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how I can remind you mm-hmm. that you said you wanted this. You'd be better off mm-hmm. to try this right now mm-hmm. rather than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't force her to want it.
Mm-mm.
I can't force Max to want to play hockey.
Mm-mm.
I can't force him to want what he wants.
Mm-mm.
And I can't force. So I think that's where my balance is for them. It's teaching them that you said you wanted this. And if you do, this is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And this is the path you need to take to get there. But I can't make you want that. I can't.
Side note, my level-headed son and I were talking, and we were just talking about like hockey and stuff. And he was talking about your son, and he was like, we were talking about the future, and he's like, you know, like in his opinion, like he thinks it'll be like a for sure somewhere, and like who knows the future. And I was like, he's like, you know, Mom, it'd be really good for all of us if Max was in the NHL, because yeah, we're the closest family friends. We get to score from that. We get the perks of that.
I have to tell
right?
you.
Right? I do, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I would never, it's whatever he wants.
Whoa.
It's just ironic that someone recently said to me, you know, Max will probably do really well because it's what he really wants. I'm like, isn't every kid playing really want that?
Yes.
And I was, and she's like, but he's willing to actually, like, he finds what most kids hate fun, like the work, the practice, the thing. Like Mark's he's up at like 5 a.m, like not complaining. If I'm like, take a day off, he's like, I don't want a day off. He's like,
yeah.
I think there's multiple reasons, because it gives him confidence and happiness, right? It makes him feel good. It's a good place. It's a place that makes you feel happy. Mm-hmm. So if you feel happy there and confident and good, of course you're going to want more of it. It's like if I was good at
cooking and I served it, everyone said they loved it.
You would keep going.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, it's going to be interesting because you're constantly as a mom checking, you're always trying to keep them on the rails, right? Like you did this weekend. You're sort of like you can see them begin to go a little bit too far.
Yeah, too far.
And then you're like, bring it back again. Mm-hmm. And they see it as like, what's wrong with you? And you're like, no, you're going down this way too much. I need to bring it back the fuck in.
You know, I don't know if you had any conversation with your husband. I assume not. But I quickly told your husband why I was there alone. I said, and he's like, I agree with that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I said the one thing. I said, listen, I couldn't bring someone here who's that. He goes, it was a 1 second thing. He's like, I agree with that. I felt I had everyone's agreeance on that.
And no, you didn't though.
I had everyone's agreeance on it, but I don't think everybody would have
wanted
it. Or people didn't want me to do it, but people were like, I love that. I need to do that. Because
here's the thing about parenting though. You have to do the hard things for it not to happen. You can't just threaten them. Mm-mm. You actually have to do it.
I know.
In order for it to, you have to do the hardest things, and they learn the lesson that one time. Don't, if you're always talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, just do it. Just do it.
And that's what you have to explain to your kids sometimes. Like, I don't want to do this. This is harder for me than it is to not do it. But how are you ever going to learn if I don't actually show you there's consequences?
Yeah. And I, you know, when your child did that, we were out for lunch, and I asked them, all of them, if you were a parent,
where were you for lunch? Just thinking of it.
The wing place. Nothing more exciting.
At lunch?
Mm-hmm, because it was after the hockey game. It was just the four of us. I was waiting to pick up my daughter. Like, so it was just sort of like right there.
Chicken wings?
And the chicken wings. Chicken fingers. And I said, if you ever really want to ask them what they would do, because usually they actually are really reasonable in what they would do. So if you talk to them about it, it's a lesson in itself.
Well, that's what a bunch of moms emailed me. She's like, they were like, thank you so much. Now I can use this, and I can use it as an example. And I asked my most level-headed child. He said, you absolutely did the right thing.
Yeah. So I said, what would you all do? Mm-hmm. And when I said what they did, they were like, you know, they were like, oh my God. So I said, what would you do? And they talked about it. And then, you know, they all had a different perspective on it. And it wasn't like hope. It was about the process of what you would do. Because I think our kids are so good that they would never judge or be like, what's wrong with them? They would be, they weren't surprised, but they were also like,
that was a little far.
Just like, what? And I think that they were able to talk about it and have the conversation of what you would do. So if you're ever wondering, ask your children.
Mm-hmm.
They usually are the ones who have, even the one who's the offender.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the offender, what would you do if this was your child?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I should do?
Yeah.
And usually they're like, they can think about it outside of what they did.
Yeah. And I asked another child as well. And they had another kid just had such a good perspective.
Mm.
It is nobody wanted the consequence, but short-term pain for long-term gain.
I absolutely 100% agree with you on that one. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So this weekend, what did I do this weekend?
Well, you had chicken wings. You had a couple hockey games.
A dance.
We met at the hockey game, which was fun.
Oh, it was an interesting weekend. My son had to write a speech and do a speech.
Oh, yes.
To 300 and something people.
Yes.
My husband was, I didn't go, I wasn't there. My husband was so nervous about the speech. He was like, oh my gosh, because the two people who went before them, it was like, they were younger. It was a 4-minute speech. They were like, Mark was like, it was
well planned out, touched on all the most important topics.
Paused.
Everybody is loving it. Like people
so
are eating it
young.
Up. It's not too long.
So Mark's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like having a panic attack. I don't know why, because your kid's not, the kid's not you. But I guess it feels like the kid's you, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh God, I'm sitting here and my kid's about to go up and maybe talk. And I said to my son, not even about the speech, I said, you know, anyone can write a speech. I said, the presidents have people who write speeches. So obviously I had to help him write the speech, but I interviewed him and then wrote it out for him rather than him having to write, okay? Whatever. I'm like, it's how you deliver and the confidence you say it in. Mm-hmm. I said, you have to understand that you're the way you are able to do things with confidence matters more than your ability and what you can actually academically do. Mm-hmm. And I said that there's two different funnels here that you have to realize, because when you're a student and you see all of your friends who academics come so easily, that's what you think is important.
Mm-hmm.
And moments like that where someone took a chance, because I don't know if a school would look at him because they know him academically and say, hey, can you write a speech? Do you know what I mean by that? Like, he wouldn't be your first choice to go up and give a speech to a school. There'd be way other kids that you would think. So they didn't know him academically. They know him for his personality. And they're like, can you do that? Could you do that? And so I thought, that's why it's also so good to put them in different situations where they're not known for one way, because school really puts them in a place, and then that's their identity of how they are in school and who they are as a person.
Yeah. I it's funny as far as, and we will tell you how it went, but my kids have told me multiple times, it's so interesting, public speaking is not for everybody. It is a really great tool in life, not only in like personal situations, but in work. There are often a lot of situations where you have to public speak. So, I mean, people take public speaking classes. You don't have to be the best, but to be able to know that you can do it is really helpful. And my kids have told me so many times in their classes, they'll be like, basically someone I didn't expect to be able to stand in front of the class and speak is so amazing. Like, kids are blown away when they see someone who can stand up in front of a class or a group of people and confidently speak. It's surprising.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are nervous. They shake. My son has to do a speech maybe today. And he's like, why would I put it on a cue card? And I said, because if you hold it on a piece of paper, I didn't want to say maybe your hands would be shaking because he hadn't thought about it. But for me, I never wanted a paper because if I was nervous, the paper moves. And that's really distracting for the audience. So if you put it on a cardboard thing, it's more firm, so they can't see.
I never thought
about your that. Like your nerves as yeah. much, because when you see a paper shaking, you can't even focus on the person because you're so nervous for them.
Oh my God!
But I also said when you speak in front of the class, you got or in front of a room, even for us, you've got people are easily bored, and often what you have to do in school. What you're delivering
is boring.
So if you have your moment to stand up, don't bore your friends. Don't bore your teacher.
No pressure.
Just don't be boring. Like another person stands up and reads something. Oh, God.
I know.
Obviously, they're doing this because
it's an opportunity. They
want to teach them. So like, please, I don't care if your speech is good or not. Just don't bore them.
Okay, got it. How do you not bore them? Jump up and down? No.
You do things like... It's in the rhythm. It's in the emphasis of the words.
Yeah.
It's taking the break. It's knowing what you're saying.
Yeah.
And saying the interesting things in a way that's
interesting.
Catch me in the beginning.
Okay.
Anyways, like, maybe I should teach a
speech. You should.
No, thanks. Anyways, Max did a speech. It sounds like his speech didn't sound like the speeches that came before. Touching on all the things. And
it was not sentimental.
But it was not boring. It was confident. It was entertaining. And my very favorite thing of everything is funny.
Yeah. He's, you know, I wonder if he'll ever read his assessment. I hope he never does.
Just
actually.
So you know, those two people, well, especially him, I don't even know the other kid, but those are the captains of the team.
Yeah.
You know how there's no captains?
Yeah.
The people that I would be surprised are all the older people on the older teams that spoke to the captains?
I don't know.
For sure.
I don't know, but...
You've been asked to speak on behalf of your whole team.
Yeah. And so he wrote... I had to help... So long story short, he doesn't see words, okay? So he can't read words. So I knew I had to help him write it because if anyone else was to, he would see a word and not know it was that word.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some words that... When I asked him, I wrote it down. He said another word, so I'm like, okay, so scratch that. So let's
right,
like through though, like anything that looks similar, it's just what word he knows better.
Yeah.
So it had to be his words. Mm-hmm. I had to ask him. I hope that anyone with a child I've learned so much in this process with a learning challenge, and you know, you get this report and they tell you something that's not great, where it's like they are this in this they are. It's like less than one percentile. Okay? Mm. So less than 1%. So mm-hmm. whatever that means. I don't even know what that means, thank God. And I'm never going to look at what that means. So you would think that in my brain, and I think his sister right away was like, he can't do that. All of us were like, and he was more than perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that AI is such a gift for kids who have a personality, who can speak, who can do those things, but don't necessarily have the... Someone can write a speech. The president has speech writers
mm-hmm.
for a reason, and then they deliver them.
Mm-hmm. And usually the president should probably be someone who can deliver his speech really well.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is that there's show writers mm-hmm. and the actors who deliver them.
Mm-hmm. Songwriters who the singers who sing them.
So I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, we don't highlight that in school.
Mm-mm.
We don't highlight the kids who maybe they could team up and someone's like, I'm a really good writer. You're a really good speaker. Let's work together. Mm-hmm. That's the real world, is showing them, oh my gosh, this project will work as a team. Who's the speaker? Who's an editor?
Well,
who's...
this past week, my daughter had a group work and it's in one of those where it's like a life class.
Yeah.
And they all had to come together. And she was like, from what she told me, more prepared and the other ones didn't. But you were marked as a group. And I was like, I go to her, well, can't you go to the teacher and say like, listen, I got dealt a bunch of duds.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Is there any way I can make my my Marco up. She goes, no, because this is life. And in life, you don't get to choose.
I was going
to
say, this is so life.
This is life. She goes, you don't get to choose your teammates at work. And if your teammates aren't able to perform, or you can't encourage them and lead them and coach them to be better.
Because you know that teacher would have everyone in every group being like, my group's a dud. Can I do this on my own? Because it's so much easier on your own than
but
to work in a group.
But it is real life. It's like, and she had the power to inspire and lead. She could have gotten more out of them if she really was the one who wanted to do better. And she didn't work with her team well enough.
Right.
If she had been on them, emailing, calling, guys, I want to get a better mark of this. How can I help you? Because that's in real life. Sometimes you're going to have teams that are really bad and you have to do all the work.
Oh,
and
then
hopefully you'll move into another position where you don't have to deal with duds. And I was just like, yeah, I guess that is. That's life.
That's life. I'm he showed all of us. Mm-hmm. It's basically, I thought, absolutely, I think he's capable. Mm. I wasn't sure how some of the words would come out, but I thought, fuck it. Like, you know
also,
what?
Also, those coaches wouldn't have asked me if they didn't believe he
totally.
Did. And they didn't want to put him in a situation.
No. And so I thought to myself, I was like, you just showed a lot of people in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that it is confidence, right again. Because
and can you imagine in that moment, that was a small thing he did in his life. That little thing that he did.
Oh,
will
oh, the next,
elevate.
The next night, someone stopped him at the game.
Yeah.
And said, that was a great speech. And I thought that risk you just took that all of us could have easily said, you know what? Probably not a great idea. Mm-hmm. We don't want to set him up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Pick someone else.
Mm-hmm.
We took the risk. Just take the risk on your kid.
Can you imagine his speech next year?
No, I don't
know. Oh, he's going to be like, I got this baby and I'm going wild.
I don't know if they picked the same, but
he's
going
to end up with a shot glass and be like, shots for everyone.
I think that it's such a huge lesson to let your kids try before you think you know them.
And at the beginning of the year, I protected my kid and I said, please don't ever ask him to read out loud or stand in front because. And I did the same thing to his coaches. I said, I just want you to know that could be really, really hard for him. So just if he volunteers, fine. But just for a little while, can you not put him on the spot? Because I can't imagine that how embarrassed he's going to be. And then I remember the teacher saying, I mean, I totally respected that. And he's the one putting up his hand.
Exactly. So did parents fucking sit down?
Mm-hmm.
Let your kid fuck up or not because they may surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
I was so pleasantly surprised. And I thought to myself, I am the one. Well, actually, I said yes.
Yeah,
so I don't know what
yes.
I immediately said yes. But let them be them because it was also a very him. Because my husband wasn't home, I really let him be him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as parents, we sometimes want to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And like really make it perfected.
Mm.
He did not.
Mm-mm.
And I think we all learned something from the fact, number one, the truth is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when you let your kid be who they are in and out, they shock you and surprise you in a good way. And never underestimate them because I think we try to protect them, but we ultimately are underestimating who they change and who they are constantly. And learning disabilities or learning challenges or things that people say they are, it's just one thing that might be a little bit of a challenge, but there's workarounds and it's not who they are. It doesn't define them. It's like, fuck it. It doesn't. It means nothing. It means nothing.
No.
It really means.
Really. It really means nothing.
It means something so you understand them better, but it means nothing in terms of what they're capable of.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Because I think that's the biggest thing I learned this weekend.
You know what's another hard thing though? If you know that your kid is really good at something, I guess you had to deal with this when one of yours wanted to quit something and you had to let them do that.
Yeah.
But
she could have been on the best team.
Yeah. Knowing that your kid is good at something and they're like, no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like.
But guess who came back around again?
That's true. And life is long. But I have one who I know could be so good at something. Because when she did it, teachers were like, she's so natural and good at once has no interest. Let me just say it's drama. And I have to tell you, me.
You are so good at drama.
I love drama. We're very good at being on stage.
I'm not good at drama.
But you're very good at being on stage. That's class.
I'm not good at acting.
Okay.
Like I couldn't be a character. I can only be me.
Okay.
I couldn't be like Jesse
okay.
from Texas.
Yeah. I even during my OIC thing, I actually had to have a Southern accent.
And I know. You actually, when we went to the rodeo, you became okay. Australian.
You need to go to a rodeo, by the way.
Rodeo. I just called it. Yeah, it was a rodeo.
But it wasn't a rodeo. But it was a rodeo.
It was a rodeo.
And she won't take it anymore.
Well, look what do you remember what I just told you?
What?
You can't make them.
I know, but she would be so good at it.
Doesn't matter. That is the
that's the thing. I don't know when we just talked
about that last one or this one, but you just summed it up.
I know, but I never pushed her. I was like, just so you know, you'd be great at it. She's like, absolutely not.
That's what's so frustrating. Fine. That's what's so frustrating about it. And that's why you have to be like, fuck it. Okay.
I'm like, fuck it. You're really good at other things too. But I'm just saying, this would be really easy for you. It would be a really easy class for you. You would get, no, fine.
Yep.
Listen, I'll take the easy marks where I could take them. It's like my kids. I'm like, take French. You know how to speak French.
Oh, I know.
Don't drop that shit.
No.
Nobody else knows how to speak French and they're taking French. I'm like, you could kill French.
Like, drop it.
Right.
Drop it. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Good at something. If something is easy for you, just do that thing.
I know.
Do that thing.
Unless the drama club is
right,
not where you want to be. Sadly, high school matters.
I know, but the drama, it's such an interesting world of people. You know, the one who directed my, it was called the one act, and it's what you take in your last year of high school if you're taking a drama.
Yeah.
And he's like he directed. He never wanted to act in it. And he's a director in LA, a really successful director in LA.
Yeah.
Like,
listen, drama Linda.
Drama people are really interesting.
Yeah, a bit dramatic.
Sometimes they're really weird.
Because they get to be other people. And that's super weird. Drama people, it's kind of like, yeah.
The drama people, we know.
I hate actors.
Mm.
I never, if I had to party with people, it is not actors. Mm. I am not, if there's, no, I don't. They are moody, broody, and like smokers and like slinky.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like kind of like, hey,
did you hear? I know we're not on a Wednesday one that David Beckham is sending out flirty texts.
I don't believe it. It's AI. Or he's a flirt, a perma-flirt. I can't believe it. I'm going to lie. I can't. I mean, he's too public. Don't be an idiot. You're an idiot if you're doing that, David Beckham. He's an idiot.
That's not the first time.
No, I know. But now you're so famous. And you're old. Sit down. Your wife is hot and cute. You don't need validation. Go back and play soccer. Go play the celebrity game or something. If you need to be famous, go start a new company. Do something. You're looking for validation because you got a great family. And you know what? You're teaching your sons. Don't do that.
It's too late.
Is it?
Yeah, you already did it. And he's done it a million times. That's fine.
It's not fine. Not in public. You are ding. How? Who found it?
I don't know. It's all over.
And what did the text say?
I have to look.
Watch it be to like his like daughter. Hi, cutie.
I think the person leaked it. We'll have to look it up.
Cheers. Okay, I'm going to look it up. Bye, guys.